Hey, podcast listeners. Today I was in a conversation with a founder, and this framing came to me that I so wish I had included in today's podcast episode. Today's topic is reframing the word selfish. And I have been thinking about this a lot in my one-on-one consulting work because I see people who want to be of service. They want to be responsible. They want to be wonderful, amazing leaders, but they struggle with really coming from the inside out, with caring for themselves and from that place of deep care, being able to have the energy and focus to be really effective in the kind of leadership that they are engaged in. So today in this conversation with the founder, this framing came to me of what if you led from the inside out? What if you led from your center? What if rather than it feeling like selfish or self-centered, you really just started from your greatest source of power and energy, and then you protected that well and from that center point emanated outward? That is really what today's podcast is asking. Like, what if you start from your heart or your core set of skills, you cultivate them well, protect them well, and from that place, engage the rest of the world? I think that's where the magic happens. So if you're unsure of how to connect with that core part of you, where to find it, what it is, you know that my team and I do a lot of coming alongside people who are in struggle or who are in growth and just need a little bit of help growing well. We do a lot of one-on-one consulting, and we are right now putting together a bunch of groups for January of 2025. And I really love groups as a way for people to have multiple sounding boards at once. And the groups that I create are small, they're tight-knit, they meet together for a full year, they meet once a month, some meet also in person. So it just depends on what your time and energy allows for. But it's really in the context of our bumping up against other people that we get even clearer about who we are, what our core is, what our sort of magic combination of characteristics is. And it's from there that we really can know ourselves and to lead from the inside out, lead from the center outward. So if you are interested in that, holler at us. In the meantime, I give you this podcast episode about how we reclaim a bad word, how we reclaim the word selfish. Thanks for listening. Welcome to the Zen Founder Podcast. This is a place where we have conversations about mental health and entrepreneurship. We have a pretty broad conceptualization of what mental health means, sometimes depression, anxiety, sometimes relationships or physical health. The goal here is to bring some calm into the crazy roller coaster of ups and downs that is life for many entrepreneurs. I'm your host, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. I'm a clinical psychologist and an entrepreneur, married to an entrepreneur, live in the world of entrepreneurs, and I'm so pleased that you have joined us for this conversation. My name is Dr. Sherry Walling, and I am a clinical psychologist who spends time taking care of the mental health needs and flourishing of entrepreneurs and other high-performing people. One of the conversations that I have quite often with people who are really doing things in their lives is around their relationship with the word selfish. That word, of course, has a negative connotation. We consider that word to mean someone who really lacks concern for others. But there's another part of the definition of the word selfish, which relates to being concerned about one's own profit or pleasure. People who are running businesses, leading families, deeply embedded in their communities, have lots of relationships. People who really care about other people, I think, particularly struggle with this word selfish. It can feel like a bad word, a dirty word, a word that you don't want to be. You don't want to be someone who thinks about yourself. You want to be someone who thinks about other people. And while that is true, it is important to think about other people, to be someone who is oriented towards love, oriented towards service, oriented towards integrity in the way that you deal with others. We miss something really important when we negate the importance of our consideration of ourselves.
And again, I don't mean self-centered. I don't mean egotistical. I don't mean narcissistic. I don't mean thinking that you are the most important person in the history of the universe. But the truth is that you are kind of the most important person in your life. And what I mean by that is this recognition that yourself, who you are, how you appear, what you are doing with your life, the decisions that you make around your vocation, your hobbies, your time, how you present yourself, the package of you, your selfhood, is really the ultimate creative endeavor of your life. You are making a life with this collection of cells that houses your mind, your soul, your heart, whatever you define as you. And this crafting of you, this crafting of the self is your life. It is what you are doing with your time on this planet. It's the way that you create. It's the decisions that you make around who you love, how you love, if you have children, if you don't have children. It's the art that you make, the things that you write, the businesses that you found and lead. That is all about making you, your life. So that's kind of like the marching orders. Like, hey, you show up on the planet as a little baby, you grow into maturity, you grow into adulthood, and you do something with that experience of having an embodied aliveness. And the thing that you do is you make a self. And yourself has lots of interactions. Yourself can be in lots of places, but it is the thing that is the through line of your creative challenge with your time on this planet. So it's important to do that thoughtfully, to curate what kind of self it is that you want to be, what you want to have, what you want to do, because that's the definition of what it means to be alive. Secondly, yourself is the gift that you have to offer those that you love and the world at large. So having a self that is well cared for, that is psychologically and mentally well, that is physically healthy, that is presented with a level of sort of thoughtfulness that reflects beauty or a perspective or an opinion, that self is what you have to offer. That's how you amplify every room that you in. That's how you express love. It's how you lead. It's how you change. It's how you serve. It's how you help. So you can't negate or ignore the needs of the self and expect that you are going to have a life of meaningful service, because it flows from inside of you. And so this inside part, this self part, has to be tended to. So it isn't selfish to tend to yourself. It's not selfish to participate in self-development, to participate in self-protection, in having boundaries and having a yes or a no, in guarding your time and guarding your gifts and guarding your sleep, guarding your energy. Self-care is your responsibility alone. You alone are crafting the self, and you alone are caring for the self. Of course, the people that love you can help, can support you, can participate in that. But it is really a deep and kind of divine responsibility that you have to be the person who is in charge of self-care, self-development, self-protection. So let's not be uncomfortable with that. Let's do it well. Do it thoughtfully. Do it with intention. Don't have this like sort of ambivalent like, oh, I don't want to be selfish, and use that as this sort of lame excuse to not do the work of curating, crafting, and caring for the self. And finally, I think something that's pretty important to this conversation, when we think about this relationship with selfishness, in some ways implies that there's something wrong with pleasure, with play, with joy. And if we are in pursuit of pleasure, play, joy, profit, rest, things that really serve and soothe us, if we're in pursuit of those things, there's this idea that that's somehow bad or negative or comes at the expense of the well-being of others. And I just don't think that math is correct, that we can be in full pursuit of our pleasure and our play, our joy, the things that really light us up and help us to be most deeply ourselves. We can also rest well and really protect our energy. And that is our birthright. And that does not come at the expense of others. Like, there's not like a finite box of pleasure. And if we take some, somebody else doesn't get enough. So I think in our relationships, particularly in our intimate relationships, our relationships within our family, it's important to hold our needs of ourself really with some sacredness, with some protectiveness, and not this sense that we must always be responsive, reactive little service bots to whoever has a request of us, to whoever asks us a question, whoever sends us an email, whoever wants something from us. We are not in a sacred contract to respond to all of the questions. We do not have the obligation to help other people feel well and whole. We may choose to spend our energy that way, but hopefully we choose that out of the abundance of wholeness within ourselves, not at the expense of. I wish we could redeem our relationship with this word so that selfish isn't a bad word. And it doesn't mean lacking consideration for others, but to be selfish means to be in proper relationship with oneself. And out of that place flows our concern and care for others. It has to start with you. You don't have anything to give anyone else if you don't do the work of being you, if you don't do the work of cultivating you and protecting you. That really is the only choice. So let's tell the truth about that. Let's do it intentionally. Let's do it thoughtfully. Let's do it well so that we can create a world of whole selves, healthy selves, who get to be in relationship with other whole selves, healthy selves. I think that's going to work out really well for all of us. If you are interested in more musings on mental health and wellness from a slightly quirky, maybe a little bit spiritual perspective, from a clinical psychologist who cares very deeply about the well-being and thriving of entrepreneurs and high performers, I'm your girl. Please subscribe to my newsletter. You can do so at zenfounder.com. We always have different groups, different programs going. I've written a couple books. I'm really here to be of service out of the fullness of myself. Thanks so much for watching.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, feel free to check out zenfounder.com for lots of resources about the kinds of conversations that we have on the podcast. You can get information about working with me, about maybe joining a Zen tribe. It's sort of like a mental health boot camp for entrepreneurs. We also have lots of content on our blog, links to resources in our courses and books for sale. So check us out there, and we hope to provide anything and everything that you might need to make the entrepreneurial life a little bit easier.